For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Alaska Governor Bill Walker in an elevator when the 7.0 earthquake struck Anchorage. He wondered if it might be the big one.
This had a very aggressive feel to it. Sometimes you get these rollers and they go along for a while. This had a bite to it that was not comfortable.
The earthquake rocked buildings, crumbled roads and overpasses, and sent people running for cover. All three people on a twin-engine plane that crashed into a wooded area of southern Indiana shortly after takeoff north of Louisville are dead. The plane was headed to Chicago. Indiana Police Sergeant Jerry Gooden.
Once officers arrived at the location, went into the wooded area, they did find a debris field in that area. They looked for survivors of the plane crash. However, there were no survivors of the plane crash.
The plane had taken off from Clark Regional Airport and was on its way to Chicago's Midway Airport. One of those killed, a Louisville architect. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Democrats across Capitol Hill are promising to sharply scrutinize the circumstances surrounding President Trump's ex-attorney Michael Cohen pleading guilty Thursday to making false statements about the Russia investigation. Hakeem Jeffries, the new leader of the House Democratic Caucus, says members of the House of Representatives will work to restore balance within the branches of government.
Well, I think we have a constitutional responsibility as a separate and co-equal branch of government to make sure we conduct meaningful oversight of an out-of-control executive branch.
Comey is challenging a subpoena from the House of Representatives, saying he wants a public hearing. His lawyers say they fear a closed-door setting would lead to selective leaking. Outgoing chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Republican Bob Goodlatte, says he wants answers.
It's not about transparency. It's about getting in-depth into the questions about what his involvement was in these two very important investigations going on in 2016 and into early 2017.
Goodlatte says 16 others have testified under oath in the same setting, and he calls Comey's need to do it in public a farce. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The world's largest hotel chain is the latest company to suffer a data breach, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Marriott says someone breached its Starwood guest reservation database and that its potentially exposed information belonging to over 500 million of its guests. The hotel chain says it discovered the breach last week and is taking steps to fix the security breakdown. Marriott says the database included information on guests who'd made reservations at Starwood hotels on or before September 10th of this year. Some of the compromised info includes credit and debit card numbers and their expiration dates. Marriott has set up a website and a call center to answer questions about the breach. I'm Chris Barnes.
Saturday is World AIDS Day. At a White House event, Vice President Mike Pence announced that President Donald Trump will soon sign legislation that will reauthorize the 15-year-old HIV-AIDS program that helped millions in Africa fight the disease.
Standing before you today, I couldn't be more pleased with the timing. Bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate voted to reauthorize PEPFAR, and President Donald Trump will soon sign it into law.
Kid Rock's profane comments on live TV have gotten him booted from leading the Nashville Christmas Parade. Instead, parade organizers have invited James Shaw Jr., the man hailed as a community hero, for wrestling a gun away from the shooter during a Nashville Waffle House shooting. Kid Rock used an expletive to describe Joy Behar during an interview on Fox and Friends. He later apologized for the language, but not the sentiment. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.